Well, who's posting all these big fatty pictures?
What?
Somebody's posting a bunch of pictures of big fatty.
There's no name.
Oh, I saw one from Mr. Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's just the one. How many pictures of big fatty did he post?
Oh, there's like three or four of them.
Yes.
Are they just random?
The last one he posted is a Canadian. Him dressed as a Canadian with the Canadian gay pride flag. And there was one up top where he, like, his face was on something else. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah, there was one that had, yes, it's a picture of a black and white, an old ad for Crisco. Or
yeah, just, that's yes, what it was. Yeah,
and Crisco, and it's nice. Big Daddy's face.
Hey, what is that? Spotting Big Fatty face.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if it stopped because I never, or Big Fatty hasn't gone back to it in forever. So.
I know.
Spotting Crazy, he used to call him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because it's a crazy Mexican.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What is that? Spotting Big Fatty face.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if it stopped.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3017 of the BFO for right day, the 23rd of August 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Hat M nor Mr. Z. Hello, weekenders. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Oh, for right. Is going well. Y'all, you're weekenders because it's the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, we figured that one out. Uncanny grasp of the obvious. Y'all, I've been taking the Mucinex, and y'all, it loosens the mucus and all. Y'all, I've been coughing up globs. Fatty, we don't need to hear about what you're coughing up. But y'all, I have to say that the crud is much better than it was when I left Nolens. But y'all, it's still lingering a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, lingering crud. I believe that was the old gal stripper name when she met Carol with an E. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, you know, the old gal and Myron, they're getting ready to head out on the cruise of a lifetime up to Alaska, and so y'all, they're probably Big Fatty. They've been dieting and not eating and not drinking. I wouldn't want to be around them with a 10-foot pole, no. And Digga, I hear Digga is going out to Walnut Hills to watch after Hubert and Esmeralda while they're gone. So good on you there, Digga. But y'all, let's see, what was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Why don't you just tell us what you didn't do yesterday? I think that's an excellent idea.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Just hit the wrong button. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's that crud, that lingering crud is still with you. It is. Y'all, let's see. After I recorded a little show yesterday, y'all, I I made me some of that yellow rice that I had bought a few weeks ago. I made some of that, and y'all, I took the chicken bazooms I got at the Von's East on hump day, and y'all, I opened a can of Campbell's creamy chicken and mushroom soup, and I poured that on top of the chicken bazooms and seasoned them and everything, put them in the oven for a little while, and add a little bit of water in there, but you know, mainly to clear out the being fatty. Is this a recipe It is not a recipe recommendation. I don't recommend my cooking to anybody. Yes, being fatty. But then took that out, and I took the chicken out and kind of mixed up the leftover liquid and the condensed soup a little bit better, and then I put that rice in on top of that kind of gravy. And then put the chicken bazooms on top of that and put it back in the oven and then turn the oven off and just kind of let it, you know, the flavors meld. And, y'all, I didn't eat it on hump day night. Y'all, I had one of those bagged chopped Caesar solids for my supper. Added some of the Bafran bits that I bought and some of the Caesar croutons. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And it was a light dinner, you know, after having that, you know, when I go to the famous toastery, y'all, sometimes I just don't want to eat supper, so I decided to have a light supper. So I had that solid, and y'all, then y'all, I watched the Big Brother app, and y'all, then I, you know, I just said, you know what, I think a long night's sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, just settle down for a long summer's nap. It's true. And I crawled in the bed about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, Whitman Tinker did not set off the alarm, is all I can say. Y'all slept like a baby, and y'all got up, woke up about 8:30 a.m. about 8 o'clock in the morning. Got up about 8:30, I guess. Had my coffee, and y'all, I fixed the whole package. I fixed the whole package of that Kanaku smoked sausage. You know, Gay Country West likes that Kanaku smoked sausage, and so I cooked the whole package, and that way I don't have to cook it for the next couple of mornings, and it's all done, and yes, Big Fatty, you lazy ass, and I had that and some scrambled eggs with a little cheese on it and an English muffin, and that was my coffee for the brufkus, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, I have been a sloth all day long. Yes, Big Fatty, in honor of Walnut Hills. And, y'all, what I did is I papayaed. Oh, Big Fatty, you papayaed? Well, I papayaed you know, I haven't played the episodes that I recorded down there in Nolan. So, y'all, I have, since I'm going to be over in Atlanta, I have scheduled them for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So you'll get to hear those. And y'all, then on the Wednesday little show, it's only 15 minutes long because we only record for 55 minutes in Nolan's because there's an interstitial. In fact, y'all, I think I may play that interstitial. DJ Ron and Gary did the interstitial right before Big Fatty's little show. I may play that interstitial on either Thursday or Friday of next week. So y'all, you'll get to hear that also. Yes, Big Fatty. And I've prepared those little shows for next week, and y'all, now I'm sitting down and recording the little show for right. And and anyway, it's 15 minutes on Wednesday, so I'm going to tell you about the weekend at the end of that little show. So y'all, you're going to have to listen, B. Fatty, you don't have to do a damn thing. Y'all, that's that, Big Fatty, in other words, you hadn't done shit. Pretty much I hadn't done a damn thing. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
How do you clean
thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all. Y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from Princess Hana. Y'all, by the way, Princess Hana did not send me two celebrations of exiting the birth canal cards. One was for my 3,000th episode, so Big Fatty is the one that was fucked up and confused. Big Fatty, no surprise there. But anyway, Princess Hana writes, I'm taking my answer off the air in case there was an issue I was unaware about and didn't want to upset anyone. Big Fatty, that's a good way to start a question. It says, what happened to Soy Candles by Phoebes? Inquiring minds want to know. Are now on episode 7. I don't know what that means. Love, Hana. Also, if you want, you can use this content. I just didn't want to offend anyone if there was an issue. Well, first of all, Princess Hana, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And if there's an issue, I am not aware of it, but y'all, Mike Hip used to do the Soy Candles by Phoebes, and that's Phoebes. And y'all, evidently, Mike Hip is taking a short break from doing Soy Candles by Phoebes. Y'all, he's got an Etsy store, and there's a little button if you want to go to Soy Candles by Phoebes by Mike Hip on Etsy. You can click on there, and he'll let you know when he's back. Yes, Big Fatty!
With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's just Chad. So I'm listening to the shows, and I'm listening to you talk about how you're not getting enough steps in and how when it's too hot, you don't want to go for a nickel walk. Have you thought about getting a dog or taking up a dog walker? I can tell you that I don't worry about counting my steps anymore these days. I know I get more than enough every day with my dog walking business. So you could become a dog walker and pick up a few extra coins here and there for walking dogs, and you get your steps in, and then you would have to go out and walk in the heat and wouldn't have an excuse. Otherwise, the other option is you could get yourself a treadmill. That way, when it's too hot outside, you could just walk inside and your treadmill. Just a thought. All right. Have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chin. And Gus Chin, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, Big Fatty did have a dog there for a while, the Jumping Sweet Baby, the JSB for short. And y'all, I tell you exactly why Big Fatty does not have a dog. And y'all, I'd love to have a dog, but I gag. I would gag and end up throwing up and all this, picking up the as my grandmother used to call it, the dog dirt. And y'all, I can't do it. I just cannot. Big Fatty, with everything that you do, and you can't pick up a little dog dirt. Well, y'all, I just can't do it. So, Gus Chad, I'm gonna leave the dog walking to you, and you get your good steps in, and maybe get a few extra ones for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, Aussie Butler, and I'm guessing by the time you get to playing this message, it'll be the new Resurrected part three Big Fatty show. Anyway, I was just walking the dogs through the neighborhood, and what do you do in America when you're walking around the villa area? You know, if someone sort of walks out of their house and is taking their wheelie bin out to the footpath for the rubbish man to come in the morning, and literally they're like 2 meters from you, do you say hi? Or if you walk right past someone on the sidewalk, I think that's what you call it. In America, do you smile or do you say good morning or good evening or g'day, you flaming galah, something like that? I just did that then to this guy pushing his wheelie bins out. I just smiled and said hi, and he just stared at me. Those people are so freaking rude, aren't they? I mean, anyway, I was just thinking, who do I know that does little nipper walks? And it was you. Okay, well, I'm off from work for 2 weeks because I'm mental. 1.5 weeks still to go. Yay! Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler. That's Scotty. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you since we don't get a little show from you anymore. Big Fatty, it brings a tear to my eye every day. It's true. And Scotty, you did exactly what Big Fatty does. I speak to everybody. And I am my mother's child because my mother would speak to everybody, and I do the same thing, and I will stop and have a little conversation and just be neighborly, and if they don't like that, then that's their problem, but they're not going to change me, and I hope that you do the same thing. And by the way, Scotty, do you gag and all when Alan and Roxy take a big dump? Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Good Chad. Just calling in. I was listening to the show, playing catch up, and I think I'm like in March where you call me out and say that you think that maybe probably date me. That's why you hadn't heard from me in a while. So here's an update on maybe. She will turn 3 this year, and when I was listening to that show today, I was walking her and my other dog, which is not technically my dog, but apparently it has become my dog. Kenna, who's a little fatty dog, they're walking along, this little girl comes running up behind us on her bike, and maybe doesn't like people on bikes, especially kids, because they often tease her when she's in her yard. And the little girl, I knew she wanted to pet the dog, but I don't like my dog being pet by strangers. In fact, I tell kids, no, she can't talk to strangers, she doesn't know who you are, you're a stranger. And I love to say it in front of parents, because, you know, they shouldn't be letting their kids pet strange dogs. So the girl stopped and I stared at her and maybe snarling at her, and I said, can you please go by quick before I let her eat you? I don't know why I said that. And the girl goes, okay, and she rode by really fast and maybe, like, scared the crap out of her. I swear, she almost shot herself because she moved so fast. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update on what maybe you're doing. Really smart puppy dog. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, is Gus Chan again. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Oh, always lovely to hear from you. And I'm glad to get an update on little Maybe. Y'all, that's his puppy dog's name, Maybe. And I did not know that Maybe enjoyed eating little children, but you obviously raised her well. Bee, Fanny, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely weekend, y'all. I'm heading over to Atlanta. I hadn't decided as I'm recording this if it's going to be Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Oh, dear Gussie, I just looked on the marking calendar. Sunday is podcast treasure Luke Miller's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke.
What is that? Spotting Big Fatty face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it stopped.
Oh, you'll be spotting Big Fatty over in Atlanta starting Sunday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.